adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Michelle Branch is in studio tonight.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you guys, too.
I was watching Michelle all through the Monday Night Football season because they were doing a whole thing about competing with NFL players. I was talking about it the other night. Drew, you don't watch Monday Night Football because it's something a guy would do and your wife doesn't let you do that.
Occasionally.
But you would enjoy.
I love Monday Football.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
It's just too bad you can't watch it.
Yeah.
Even though it's on when you're home.
Busy studying with my kids. No, seriously. That's what we do on weeknights now.
You study?
We study.
What do you study?
American history.
Ah, let them study. They got that computer. Why don't you have your wife do that?
There's three of them. Kids.
Yeah, let her do that. That's woman's work. You watch the football. Michelle is here. Michelle, by the way, is on the cover of Maxim magazine, which is out as we speak. She's got a little tat. She's got a little musical note on her left shoulder and something. What's that? don't set your beer here in Japanese? Or
if
what,
my
what
dad
is that?
Can read this, you're going to
Yeah, what is that in the small of your back?
It means a harmony.
Right,
that
hold
speaks.
On. Hey, would you what retard shut up, please? Jesus Christ, I'm sorry I have to yell at our peoples. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's just, I was reading it in a Zen guitar book, and it means a harmony that speaks from your heart to the heart of a listener. And I wish I never got it.
Really? Why?
When I turned 18 and kind of got out of the house, my dad and mom always said, once you're 18, you're out of the house, you can do whatever you want. And I just wanted to test it out to see if they were being honest, and I did it. And now a few years later, I'm just sick of people asking what it means.
Get the laser removal.
About that.
I know, I probably could.
I wouldn't have asked what it meant if it wasn't just sort of winking at me on the cover of Maxim. And then, look, now your dad can... He can spin in his grave. Oh, he's still alive, isn't he, though?
Yeah,
now, now
so.
That would have been inappropriate. No, now he's I told you so.
Yeah. Yeah. So where'd you grow up?
I'm from Sedona, Arizona. A really small town in Arizona.
Yeah.
About 30,000 people, but a lot of tourists.
Cool.
I thought they liked tats over there in Sedona, Arizona.
Yeah, a lot of, tribal stuff and
meth.
People.
Yeah, and meth.
Oh, really? I thought they just sold, dream catchers and wind chimes and stuff.
How do you think they get to the point where they think that's actually cool?
Oh, the meth? You got to get pretty high before you get into that crap. Or what would your parents do? They whittle flutes or something?
My dad is a plumbing contractor.
No.
Yeah. And and my mom works in a restaurant, helps with managing a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah. As far as parents goes, you're pretty well connected.
It's pretty damn normal.
Something goes wrong with the head, dad slides in, you need some chimichangas, mom pops in. I mean, it's got good range.
It worked out pretty nicely.
Did you get to eat at your mom's restaurant?
All the time. All the time.
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older brother. We're all 4 years apart, so he's 24. My sister's 16, and I'm pleasantly placed right there in the middle.
That's 20. That's 20. Yeah, see, my parents didn't study with me. My dad was watching Monday Night Football like a man.
Except he wasn't.
I know, that puss. Just sitting around. What the hell was my dad doing? I tell you, really comes home to roost during the holidays.
Sewing the pads on his elbows.
Yeah, my dad's a puss. Your dad's a plumber. That's a noble job. He's got his own business?
Yeah, he did actually. He ended up, I think, in my opinion, retiring way too early and selling his business to his partner. But so now he kind of sits around the house and comes up with conspiracy theories about anything
oh,
you name
no.
it.
Yeah.
What's your ethnicity?
I'm Dutch Indonesian on my mom's side and basically Irish and Eastern European on my father's.
Yeah. That's a lot of booze. And I know it's great when guys get too much time on their hands and they sit around and they start getting angry
what
and yelling
is it
at
with
the TV
you guys?
Sets.
Men should work till they die.
Yeah, they need
I'm
to
totally
work.
Convinced
they need
of that.
To work.
I don't
especially
understand
if you got they use their mind for evil after
you
that.
You got the alcohol gene, you got to be extra careful.
And then they sit home and they're like, Saddam, Bush had Saddam the whole time. He had him. He was just waiting to bust him out until his approval ratings went down. And then, pow, here comes the dog. Very convenient that it happens this close to Christmas. You know, they just surround. And what you do is you surround yourself with guys who agree with you. And if one guy pipes up and says, oh, come on, what do you think? He's out. He's out. So eventually, it's a small group of you. This is how it works. And then eventually, you buy some land in Idaho.
Right. Dig your own hole.
You start digging a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. You start stocking canned goods and dried food. That's it.
For instance, year 2000 was coming. My dad was like, you know, he got all this dried food. and he
and
always
now do you not
radios.
Give him grief now.
No,
you don't? Come on. Somebody's got a bust him in the shot.
What do you think the tad is?
Yeah, okay.
That's great.
What do you think being on Maxim is?
Yeah, that's more great.
But
he's paying.
You know, don't tell your friends we have dry food. You know, it's gonna be the end of the world.
Oh yeah,
they're gonna come shoot us for the food.
Let me tell you what my wife's dad does. My wife's dad is a NRA guy, and he sends me tapes on. He actually sent me a tape on how to construct a secret room.
Oh, my God.
It's like, okay, I'm going to build a secret room and put you in it, old man, and then break it shut so we don't have to deal with your ass.
Oh, my God.
Construct it. This, by the way, he lives in a trailer.
Oh.
It's ironic that the guy lives on a house with wheels on it. It's got about a 16th inch of corrugated aluminum between him and the outside world. It's sending me tapes on how to build secret rooms. Jesus Christ. What is it? Old white guys. They just start going nuts. Like, old black guys, they just sing blues, and they sit around and talk. Oh, yeah, I knew Satchel Paige. You know, they just sit around and talk about who they knew.
The
I knew Louis Armstrong. I knew Satchel Paige. I knew everybody. I was friends with Kennedy and Martin Luther King. But old white guys sit around trying to figure out ways to hide guns, stockpile munitions, and dried goods. What the hell is that?
Bet you.
I got to talk to your dad.
I'm just happy to know it's not just him.
No, it's not.
It's Adam, too. It is Adam.
You got to start building secret rooms. And then the great part is you have to sort of pretend like, hey, did you get that tape on the secret room building? Yeah, I did. Yeah, did you watch it? Sure enough. Hey, thanks.
Interesting stuff.
Hey, good stuff.
Yeah.
So here's how people know you're lying when you're a little too interested. Hey, that was great. That 18-minute tape, that homemade tape made on how to construct a secret room. Fantastic viewing. I'm going to give it to the guys at work. Thank goodness you sent it to me when you did. I don't know if I could have won another day without knowing how to make a secret room. What by the way, do we do in the secret room?
What, by the way, is the secret room? What
you hide the stuff that they want.
The dry
want.
Food. I understand now.
Guns and dry food.
Do I have a secret room in my house? Do I just call it a closet?
Yeah, call it a closet. Yeah, you also keep your secret belts and shoes in there, too. Yeah, I don't know what it is. There's a weird hoarding, protecting, and hiding thing that goes on when you get older.
That's right. I do have a secret room in my house. Remember I showed you that crazy hinge door?
I had to fix it for you.
That's right.
Listen, here's the
bottom
line.
Didn't fix it. You yelled at me to fix it myself.
Okay, but here's the thing. People need to start dying when they're 50 again. Because this making it to 85, it's 30 years of torturing your family. So it's just crazy conspiracy theories and the videotapes.
Changing depends.
Like, a lot of ass wiping. A lot of wiping, yeah. What name is this, Drew?
Talia?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know. I have this problem. Like, I'm into older guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. How old are you?
15.
And are you into, like, 18-year-old guys?
No, like, 30 or 40-year-old guys.
40-year-old guys.
40.
Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe it's from, like, because my dad and my mom divorced when I was really young, and my dad wasn't really around a lot, and he wasn't really a good influence.
What was he doing?
Watching Monday Night Football and constructing secret rooms.
Bad influence, right.
Probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I just got some wood.
I have a visceral reaction to that. Tell you, listen, that's great that you have that insight into where that's coming from. Have you ever acted on these impulses?
No, not
really. All right. So here's how you get over it. You have a real relationship. You find somebody
with
your
Jesus
age.
Jesus Christ, by the way.
That will help. But with somebody your own age, get involved. Yeah. Be open to it. See if you can act.
Don't get pregnant. Are you virgin?
Yeah.
All right. You just have crushes on older guys.
Yeah. You're right. That's where it comes from.
See, here's the problem, or here's the scary part. As a 15-year-old guy, I had my crushes on older women, But what was I
all
gonna do?
All three of Charlie's Angels.
I liked all and Bosley.
Yeah.
I liked the whole Angel clan. Yeah, I liked Linda Carter. I liked Cheryl Ladd. I mean, we all, there's once in a while some school teacher or something you're hot for. But what were you going to do? Just hump their leg? You couldn't do anything.
As a 15-year-old male.
Yeah, it's not, you couldn't proposition some 34-year-old chick and get laid or anything. There is a certain percentage of 40-year-old guys who would gladly have sex with a 15-year-old.
I feel like someone brought this up, especially because I'm here, because I actually, I've been getting a lot of grief recently because I really like older men.
Oh, yeah.
And it's...
but not
yeah.
our old.
Not he's old, not, right?
No, I mean...
She said old, not ancient.
I will be honest. My boyfriend, who I care about very much, is 39 years old.
Oh.
And I'm 20.
There it is.
All right, Dad.
That's the one, too. That's a pow-pow.
Well, let me say, the tat is a quick jab
yeah.
set up, and then the 39-year-old boyfriend, that's over the top. That's the widowmaker. Pow.
I guess I like to...
Of course he's drinking.
To make it...
He's got to drink. He's got to drink to forget. Forget the tat. Forget the ID of the 39-year-old guy.
Tat's gone. That does not exist.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah. I use the excuse of that I feel like I'm older than the average 20-year-old, and I'm exposed to so many different things, it kind of balances out.
Internet.
In my band.
All right, what's he
in my
do?
Band. He's my bass player.
Oh, okay. At least he plays an instrument. So if you just like played like the tambourine or the fish or something, that's a loser
good.
There.
That's
so
good.
All right, well, that's good. Well, okay, now what about this argument,
Yeah,
Drew?
That they're together, traveling. What are you going to do? Is she not meeting other people? She certainly can't trust other people she's meeting. You know,
right.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right,
but what about this argument in like, okay, there's a big difference between Michelle, who's 20, and one of our goofball 20-year-olds who's working at the Arby's and going to the junior college and still living at home.
Right.
Emotionally.
Different. However.
Their bodies are all the same by the time they're 17 and a half.
Yeah, your point.
Well, I just mean they're all grown up physically.
Right, but...
But emotionally, Michelle's making money and, you know, going on the road, and she has a responsible life. I mean, what's the big difference?
Here's the thing about... That I'd be concerned with is that there's different priorities at different stages of life.
Plus, he's a bass player, so he's like 19 emotionally. I mean,
but at 70, he'll be 19.
Throbbing in his head, boom, boom, boom.
So that's all. That's what we worry about. Is that people have different sort of, you know, and you may not understand what his priorities are because you're not there, and he should understand what yours are since he's been 20. And
yeah,
that's all. It's just a concern that.
No, it's a good creepy one. Celine Dion.
Yeah. I've always questioned that one.
Yeah, that one's always weird because it's always convenient. It's like, well, we met when we were 11. I was 11. Yeah. He was 56. But we didn't start our... listen, but here's when you start your relationship. I'm going to give you 3 years past whatever you was when you met. He didn't wait till you're 18 kind of thing. That's a weird one. Like, you meet this person when they're... I mean, I didn't know. I thought she was, like, 17 or something. She was, like, 15. 12
then,
or something.
Then
she
he makes
like
her in the
kid.
Lab. And he remakes her, too, right? Rebuilds her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's working for them. Who are we to judge? It's all good.
She's got her own perfume. I don't know what she smells like, but it can't be great. I mean... What is that kaffir, that perfume? Where's your perfume? Do you have a perfume?
No.
See, if we were going out, I'd have a perfume for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep the recipe in the secret room, Drew. Secret room. It's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell my father-in-law next time he asks me about the secret room. I'm going to go, well, maybe I built it.
Maybe
I didn't. Yeah.
You'll never know.
Yeah. You understand. You can't let people get too close to the secret room.
Nobody will know. Can't tell anybody.
All right. So, listen, you kids are, you're good. You're dynamite. He's 39. I'm 39. You know?
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now think about your boyfriend being 39. How's that feel? Pretty good?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Listen, it's when people are stuck in like a submarine together, you know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. stuck in an isolation chamber together.
Yeah.
It's natural enough feelings emerge.
Well, don't discount the relationship, Drew. Just because they're on the road doesn't
mean
they fall
saying
in love.
No,
you
not.
And I go on the road. We barely give each other a reach around.
Have I not been complaining?
All right. Touche. No, listen, they're in love. They're kindred spirits whose paths crossed, and now they're in a bus.
That's very romantic.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. I like those buses. It's hard to hump in those bus beds, though. You know, they're not that big, and you gotta make sure your head isn't facing toward Becca. The front of the bus.
The brakes go; it's bad news.
You mash your neck.
What have you been riding in buses?
I know. I've been on
country.
Those buses.
We went on Willie Nelson's.
We went on Willie Nelson's bus.
You smoke pot with him.
It's like climbing inside a giant bong. It really is. You open the door and just bong water comes pouring out. Drew got dragged down the street by bong water.
I got flushed, yeah.
You got flushed down the gutter. Yeah, a lot of weed in that Willie Nelson bus. Curtis?
Yep.
You're 16?
No, I'm 15.
No.
It's an unbelievable story.
Well,
yeah, it's Willie.
Dude, Adam, you're my idol.
And thanks, Drew, dude. Awesome. Thanks, dude.
Thank you, dude Curtis.
I was wondering if I work out excessively, if my penis will shrink.
Yeah.
No.
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 No. No. In fact, your circulating testosterone level should go up.
Yeah.
What makes the thing shrink is if you supplement or you take high doses of anabolic or androgenic steroids,
mm-hmm.
and your body sort of becomes resistant to some of the effects of what circulates normally.
Uh-huh.
That can cause the testes to shrink, not so much the phallus.
Hmm. Curtis?
Yeah.
I could use a little testy shrinking, you know, when you get I don't have to tell you. When you get 39, the testes keep going.
You need a testy.
Penis stops at 17. Testes keep rolling along.
You need a testy tuck.
Yeah. Yeah, just tighten it up just a little bit.
Mm. You know, with a wench or something.
Yeah, suck up some of that extra skin.
That's a nice visual.
Yeah, maybe donate it to, like, the burn ward.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now you're talking.
Now you're wearing Adam's testy skin
it's
on
Adam's
your forehead.
Adam's Dartos tunic laid down over on the Michael Jackson burn center.
Your forehead was so horribly burnt. That grease fire. What happened? This guy Adam's testes. Adam donated part of his sack. Part of giving back the Sack Foundation that he started. He encourages all men over 35 to give. If it's just a couple of square inches of sack, every bit helps. Yeah. All right.
Aren't you glad you came tonight, Michelle?
I'm so glad. I'm on the road with guys.
Yeah.
Constantly, but this just gives more insight into what you guys.
Oh yeah. I know. Whatever you need to know, we'll tell
if
you.
If I work out, will my penis shrink?
Yeah, that's all.
Guys
all they care about.
Never has crossed my mind.
They're very preoccupied with that part of their body, man.
I think we should hear a little Michelle Branch song.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-oh.
Chris, what do you think there, buddy? You queued up. This one is called "Are You Happy Now."
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when
yeah. That song.
Thanks.
Hotel Papers, name of the CD. Yeah. It is out. That song was written for her dad after she got the tattoo. Where are we here? It's time to take a break?
Yeah.
All right. So Michelle Branch in studio. Drew over there. Me over here. When are we going to come back? Come back and talk to Les. After first orgasm with 19-year-old girlfriend, can't come again in same night.
How dare he?
He's only 23. He should be able to pull that off. Yeah? Yeah?
Hmm? We'll talk.
All right. After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Michelle Branch is in studio tonight. Hotel Paper. What's that mean?
I've been on the road for the last few years of my life, so most of the songs that I wrote on this album were written on the stationery that you find next to your bed in the fabulous Holiday Inns across the world.
That does clarify it. Drew was in the next room chatting it up with some med students who we invited tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I told our crack engineer, Chris. Chris said, Drew, nothing Drew likes more than people that like studying and like medicine and like him. He was in there holding court. I could see him through the glass. But I told Chris, Chris leaned in and did the 30-second call to you.
Couldn't hear it.
So we sat here, and 26 seconds went by, and I looked at Chris, and I said, Chris, I don't think he heard you. And Chris said, all right. And he leaned back in. He said, 30 seconds. I said, that was 29 seconds ago. It's now 1 second. But Drew scurried.
Didn't hear that.
You didn't hear the second
one. No, Mark saw you get upset and then said, hey, I think you better get back in there.
That's why I love Mark.
Oh, I thought it was intuition.
Yeah, that's it. My internal clock was going off.
Woman's
too.
Intuition, yeah. All right. Well, we'll get that straightened out there. God knows where his 30-second call went now.
It's in space somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, where it belongs. All right, his 230 seconds, which is a 60-second. I don't know why I punched that one. Let's go to Les. Les?
Yeah.
You're 23.
Yes, sir.
All right. I like your enthusiasm, son.
Well, it's got to be, you know.
I don't trust it.
Yeah. Yeah. Feels bogus.
Yeah, it does feel bogus.
You have a bogus feel to you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, go ahead and ask your question.
All right. Well, I'm with my girlfriend. She's 19. I'm 23, as you said. And we have sex pretty regular, and it's about maybe once or twice a week. And we do it multiple times in a session. But after the first time I orgasm, I can't again.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Why bother with the multiple times?
This feels totally made up to me.
Well, sometimes there's a lot of guys that are just sort of sound like they have, like they're stuffed with horse hair. You know what I mean? There's nothing there. There's a lot of guys that are that way. Most guys. Yeah, you know what I mean? You talk to them, there's nothing there. But that's all right. He's a little nervous. He's not a complex man. He's not an onion that you got to peel.
He's more like just a chunk of styrofoam with no multiple times.
Yeah, why are you doing it multiple times? How do you know when you're done the second time?
Well, she basically says get off of me. So, but she's into it. I mean, both of us are into it. Like, and we keep going. We try to keep going, and just not able to achieve the second time.
All right. Well, you know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you know what you risk when you really go hard for that second one is the calf cramp.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Point. Yeah.
So I'm imagining Les is as like a inflatable doll or something.
Les?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a security officer.
Perfect. And you you work at night?
Yeah.
Smart. You don't have to have all those pesky people bothering you. What are you guarding?
Oh, actually, right now I'm just watching Christmas decorations at a local bank, so.
Smooth.
I got a lame post this time, so.
They call that the James Bond post. Are you kidding? That's the most important gig there is in security. You're making sure no one steals the baby Jesus or Rudolph.
I'm just imagining what Michelle's dad's conspiracy theory would be about the bank's Christmas ornaments.
Oh, sure.
I'm just thinking we shouldn't say what bank you're working at because now everyone will know that you're just sitting there watching the Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, what are you supposed to be doing? Are you guarding the safe? Are you in the bank?
No, actually, that is my ornament. All I do is sit and watch the Christmas ornaments.
Expensive, like, ornaments outside.
All right. All right there, buddy. Listen, you're fine.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Not everyone can, even 23-year-olds.
Yeah, don't, are you beating off regularly?
No, not really. Just whenever I'm not able to get with my girlfriend, maybe once or twice a week I'm not with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
It's not much.
I'm originally from Texas, so.
Okay.
All right. All right, buddy. Well, it's all working out. How's your girlfriend doing?
Oh, she's doing well. She's doing well, so.
All right, buddy. I'm liking less, more and more, yeah. Ironically. All right, less is more. That's what I say. All right, you're fine, buddy. That's just you.
Just relax.
You enjoy yourself, okay?
All right, sure will. Thanks a lot.
All righty.
Like we're going to magically be able to instill virility into him. Oh, you need to go a second time? Well, here, you just eat more papaya.
Well, yeah, I imagine. Well, wait a minute.
What?
Where is he? Les?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still there, because I am going to help Les.
Oh.
Okay, Les beats off like once a week.
No, he said only if he's not with his girlfriend.
Yeah, but he said it's more like once or twice a week, right?
Right.
Les, what position do you beat off in? You do it like what I do in the lotus, or standing on the head, or what position do you do?
Oh, I'm just laying down, you know.
Laying down.
Yeah.
Laying down. Okay, and when you're with your girlfriend, are you laying down, or are you on top of her?
I'm on top.
You see, that'll screw you up. All right, here's what Les...
You'll combust.
Yeah, here's what Les has to do. Les has to get used to squeezing off multiples when he's beating off.
On his back? Or does he have to get on his stomach?
On his back.
And now he's got to bring his girlfriend?
Then she gets on top after he has his first one in whatever position that may be.
All right.
Gets on his back, and he's used to the multiple now at his own hand. You understand?
Okay.
All right,
Les, you call back in, let's say, 4 years.
4 years?
No, call us back, but I want you to see if you can get two out next time you beat off.
All right, will do.
All right. Roger and Wilco. All right?
Yeah.
Copy that?
Copy. Let's go.
Will do. I like when a guy says will do when I'm talking to him about beating off.
Climb and maintain 1-8000.
Don't you think, Michelle, if he could get two off, he could get two off with her? See, he's beating off like once a week.
What was she like? Do we? Okay.
Can't do the jack math?
No, she's doing it, but she's not as into it as you are.
No,
so.
I'm thinking if he can do
help.
It.
I'm trying
if
to help.
Do it
I don't
himself,
have a record
though,
to sell, Drew.
Yes. That's the point. That's the point.
If he's jacking off and he can do it by himself, and why can't he do it when it's
going to be involved. And two, he's got to push. He's got a challenge. Yeah. Drew, you know what it's like.
Not everything in life is easy.
Right.
No, it is not. You have to climb that mountain one more time.
That's right.
That's right. I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Susan?
Yes?
You get those little flashes in your head, like, you're not going to make it. You know, like those movies? Those movies where the guy's, like, a long-distance runner or something, and so he's made the last corner, and you know that second beat-off, you get those little doubts flashing to your head. You know, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it. You have to push those aside and focus.
Very important.
Yeah. On your own reflection. That's what I do. Okay. Susan?
Yes?
18?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, for the past 4 years, I've had this problem where basically when I get too frustrated, it could be at someone else, it could be at myself, I end up cutting myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that it's disturbing me is because when I do, I don't feel like I'm all there. I kind of go numb.
You dissociate.
Yes.
Yeah, which is sort of were you a trauma survivor?
I don't know if you would call this trauma, but my dad, like, fingered me when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, it goes on the spectrum.
Third, second base with
until I... 11, 10 year old. That
yeah, I was 11.
Wow, that's horrible.
I don't know why, but the guy's worse than a guy who has sex with you when you're 9. I don't know what that finger banging
it's,
and the,
it's creepier. It's creepy. That?
Wait, your dad must have been an alcoholic or something,
no.
Right?
He
no.
Abused any sort of substance.
Really?
And that was the only time it's ever happened.
He wasn't intoxicated really? At the time?
No.
Are your mom and dad together?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen.
You couldn't leave all that, but all right, maybe so, the guy's got a tumor or something.
Yeah. All right, but,
be nice.
Whatever. You've
well,
been traumatized.
Whatever. Yeah.
God knows there may have been something earlier as well. Dad is the kind of guy who would engage in these behaviors. You now dissociate, and during those dissociative episodes, you cut.
Yes, and this the last time I did it was about 4 weeks ago, and I ended up trying to slit my own throat. That's why I'm scared.
So you were actually trying to harm yourself. You weren't just cutting. You were trying to kill yourself.
Yeah, basically.
Well,
were you now? Do you have you been treated?
No.
Okay, you almost killed yourself. Wouldn't it be appropriate to go get some care?
Well, you wait till you kill yourself, then you get some help.
Step it up.
What's your dad do? Plumber?
No, he is the computer manager at the Arkansas Baptist State Convention.
Oh, see,
sure. We'll blank that out.
It's all falling into place now.
Kumbaya, my
all right, Susan, you got to get some care.
Yeah.
Just this is a life-threatening issue. You got to go somewhere. You have a doctor?
No, I have been talking to a school counselor.
All right, there you go.
That's great.
He even actually tried to call my house and talk to my mom about it.
Yeah.
And he told me that my mom was so calm when he talked to her. But whenever I tried to bring it up with her, she got all defensive and acted like it never happened.
Well, it doesn't matter what happened or how it happened. What matters now is that you deal with stress very inappropriately, and when you dissociate, the kinds of things that emerge behaviorally and emotionally are very dangerous, and you have to have to rewire your brain. You have to have experiences therapeutically or maybe take some medication that helps you not dissociate when you have stress, so you can learn to sort of regulate your feelings and then manage these things without these dissociative episodes and then not cut.
All right, well,
the cutting is just side
of cutting. Don't cut school and go talk to that counselor of yours.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on with this country, Drew?
It's good times.
Dad. I don't know what's weird. It's weird at the finger banging once. This is bizarre.
It's bizarre, yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Oh, let me tell you guys what's going on with me.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of finger banging. I have a cold, but B, I have this hernia that's just, it's kicked in. It's game on
now. It's time.
It's time. I had a hernia on
the
floor.
You gotta lie down
on
the floor. Lie down on the floor. Let's reduce it.
Oh.
Come on.
Let me just explain.
I don't want you incarcerate right here on the air.
It's too late. I've already incarcerated. Does that mean fart?
It means it twists and dies.
But not fart?
No
okay,
fart.
Okay, then I haven't.
No fart. If all the gas gets stuck up inside.
I'll tell you. See, I had the one on the one side.
Yeah.
It's like someone buried a golf ball right under your pubes.
Yeah.
Right where your pubes hit your belly.
Yeah.
You know that line? I call it my bikini. I call it the top of my bikini area.
Michelle just barfed. Hey.
No, I was just picturing you in a bikini.
Well, it's not. Obviously, we're in winter time. But when the summer comes around, sure.
He's got to get the right, the wax and all.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like Drew had this, too. It's like, where was yours, though?
Both sides, same spot down.
Both sides, same. It's a weird thing.
Horrible.
And it's like someone put a golf ball right in that one place. Okay. I had one on one side for, it's been almost 10 years. Yeah. And, you know, the doctor just said, well, until it starts hurting, you're fine, or hang on to it when you laugh, or you look like an old Jew laughing. You got your hand, your forefinger tucked in your sack while you're laughing. What the hell? But anyway, then the other side cropped up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got up, got off the sofa tonight at like 9:15. I was like, oh, she's got a stomach ache. What's going on? And then, the golf balls have flared up.
Mm-hmm. Got a whole room full of medical students next door. I'm going to show them how to reduce
a
hernia.
A lot of those hacks aren't going to be graduating. No, all those sawbones over there, I've sized them up. A lot of those guys aren't going to make it out of med school. I mean, these are first-year guys, right?
Third year? Yeah.
How many are like 20? How many years?
Four.
Whatever, the green.
And then four more.
I don't need these. I need a pro.
I'm here.
All right, but the point is I'm in pain, and I'm like a lion with a thorn in its claw.
Yeah, no,
I'm miserable.
Yes, you're taking it out on everybody. Except it's you're so miserable most of the time, it's hard to discern it differently from any other night.
And I got this cold. We've done enough.
Go home.
Well, I'm saying, what's wrong? Michelle's, we played her song. She said her piece. She yelled at her dad. We talked about beating off. It's going to be more of the same.
Show. Yeah,
it's
of course.
The same show we always do. All right, I'm going to lie down. And we'll go to break.
All right.
Now, what should I do?
Lie down.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, sitting up span?
No, it lets it pull. It
pulls it, pulls it back. Yeah. What can't I do when I get home, if you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Is there anything I can't do?
You can't masturbate to the point that you get that calf cramp.
I can't go for two?
You can't go for two.
What if I skip two and just go right to three?
Yeah, you'll explode.
Okay. All right, Michelle Branch here tonight. I'm going to lie down and let my hernias settle. My innards. Oh, like my guts. I can feel them. Yeah. I'm pushing through my sweatpants. All right. We'll talk to Liz when... she had her older bro came on her. Let's take a question for Michelle when we all come right, back. Right. Yeah? Right. Who wants to know about Michelle's acting,
all right.
TV and movies, all that right. kind of stuff. All right. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Michelle Branch in here tonight. You know, God love that Lauren, the world's worst producer. It yelled at her 40 minutes ago for coming in here while the mics were hot. And, well, that's what we get. Oh, miserable.
You're
Drew just
better.
Had me. Yeah, I lay down and I push my hernia back up in me.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it's a lump.
Mm.
It's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
It's exactly like what I had.
Yeah.
Precisely.
So I lay down on my back. Drew told me to shove it back up in me.
I pushed a little bit, if you noticed.
What's that?
I pushed, too.
You give it a little shove. Yeah. Yeah, well, with his heel, the heel of his boot. That's the kind of doctor he is. But I laid on the ground, and...
the reason I bring it up is because as soon as I started pushing, this room cleaned out.
Yeah.
This room emptied. Chris, like, dove for the door at that point. Like, he was afraid what was coming next.
Engineer Chris is great. You're on a roll tonight, Chris. He said that I was lying on my back. Drew said, you got to lie on your back for like an hour. This thing's going to come back. Your bowel's going to settle and start coming out through your muscles in your stomach or whatever. And Drew said to Engineer Chris, you got a mic that'll make it to him on the floor? And he said, maybe this one. And Drew said, what, you think the one he uses could make it? He's maybe. And Chris pushed it about 3 inches to the right. Now, meanwhile, I'm 10 feet from this thing. It's on one of these arms that swings, probably swings a foot one way. But he swung it about 4 inches before he realized it might not make it. I thought he was going to do something. I thought he was going to detach something
right,
or snap in some sort of jack or something. But I was just checking the range. All right, well, I'm back up. Michelle's here, and I'm a new man.
How are you feeling?
I feel like singing.
Nice.
I'm in love with that.
I've temporarily cured him. It will recur.
My bowel was... What happens with this hernia?
Watch him sour. Watch when he starts...
Oh, shut up, Drew.
There we go.
Now, what happens with this hernia? What is it?
It's
I don't want to draw
it. It is bowel coming down your inguinal canal, basically.
What's it poking through?
The inguinal canal.
The inguinal canal.
Yeah.
Which is what part of your...
Where's my
anatomy book? I don't want to see it.
But
is that 39-year-old bass player you got? Oh, yeah. That's what you got to look forward to.
Oh, come on.
Hernia guy. Yep. Yep. You're wearing a pretty little thong back underpants.
He's wearing a truss.
He's going to be wearing a truss, yeah. Oh. Big belts, big elaborate belt systems. Got to take off.
I had that for a while. My wife was very turned on by it.
It's nice to see a guy with essentially wearing a bra.
I put it on and she goes, nobody touched that.
He's wearing a bra on his nads.
Oh.
Yeah. I got to get one of those. Drew, can I borrow your hernia
yeah,
truss?
I got a bunch of them now.
All right.
I don't have to wear them so much.
Oh,
here's a hernia. Look up.
Oh, Drew's going to show me a hernia,
there's a hernia right there.
In the book.
There it is.
So anyway, I got a little bowel shoving through the thing, making a nice little thing.
It's gross.
But it's gross. I laid down. Drew tucked it in with his heel. And we're all
the heel
good
of
now.
My hand, be fair. Mm-hmm. My palm.
Yeah, we're good. We'll be good until it pokes through again.
Which will be about 10 minutes.
No, I'm fine. James?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, you guys played Are You Happy Now? Didn't even mention it was nominated for a Grammy.
Mm.
Thank you.
Nominated for a Grammy.
Good luck.
Thank you very, very much.
Hey, and I was at your DC show in October,
mm-hmm.
and you had a blown out knee and you couldn't walk.
Yep.
And you had a pretty bad sore throat.
Yep. I'm still getting over a cold.
What happened to your knee?
I was playing softball, and I was up to bat, and I tore some cartilage in my left knee. And
really?
It happened in October, and it's still swollen right now.
Yeah, interesting, old-timer. Yeah. Hurt her knee just playing a little softball.
I know.
Yeah.
Two good reasons to cancel the show. She didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Came out with the roof off the place.
Thank you.
Farted.
You're such a guy.
I'm still thinking about farting. Well, Drew said I was going to start farting now that I shoved my bowel back in.
Yes. Okay, Michelle said, question. Oh, good. I want to impress Michelle. That's good.
No, I didn't say that.
I just wanted to ask, Michelle said Hotel Paper was more personal this time.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously music is like an emotional outlet. Do you ever see yourself like maybe going into, looking into acting as another outlet?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, really?
I don't know. I don't...
Do it for you?
The hot chick didn't do it for me. You know, Rob Schneider was begging me to be in it, and I had never been in movies before, and I get really, really anxious when I'm in front of the camera.
How'd you know Rob Schneider?
I don't know. Somehow, it was one of the, I'll have my people call your people, we'll do lunch things. I met with him. He wanted me in the movie, and
wow.
I was on the road, and I couldn't really do it. So I'm a DJ in this one section, and honestly, if you blink, you miss it. But I don't know. I think if the right project were to come along,
mm-hmm.
I would do it. But I'm not itching to be in a movie. I don't know.
That's good.
I think musicians should stick to music, and actors should stick to acting. No cross pollination.
Yeah, good.
Well, yeah, we don't want you in something like Glitter.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, you're 20. I mean, you don't want to. How tired can you be of singing at this point? I mean, you got a lot of years before you get.
I don't know.
Out
my knee's
it,
already
you?
Bad, though. You know.
It's true.
Things could.
That's
seems
true.
Seems like my span of things is kind of quickly dwindling.
Yeah. Well, you got to play softball if you act too, though. So you got to keep that in mind. Drew, what has that work with life?
What?
Well, I mean, I was talking. I think one of the reasons I'm my bowels coming out.
There's where it comes out
for
right
my
there.
Nards.
Right there. See that?
Is
right there.
I was doing a little boxing today, and I was talking to my boxing trainer, and he's got some 24-year-old big black heavyweight guy. He's like 7-0 and everything. And I said, "How's Bolo doing?" Because that's the guy's name. And he said, "He blew out his knee."
Oh.
I said, "What happened?" I said, "Just climbing out of a van."
Well,
just blew his knee out.
Now,
I've seen the guy box a lot. You know what I mean? He's a big behemoth. And then I thought to myself, I played 11 years of organized football, never had a knee problem, and blew my knee out just playing in a pickup game, just running, just popped out.
Right.
What is that? Yeah, and I mean, I know you can explain it, but how's
why
it work?
It,
yeah. Why? The guy's a professional boxer. He hasn't hurt his knee. Steps out of a truck. He blows his knee out just climbing out. It's not like the truck was moving or anything. Michelle's up there doing crazy things on stage all night, plays a little softball, pow, knee's gone. How does that weird stuff, how do I play 11 years of football, no knee problems, and then just a little pickup game at the park, knee blows out?
It's the your different movements, different, you're not taking precautions.
You have no
not
good
trained
answer.
To,
yeah, it's
well, no,
answer.
It's that the stability.
I asked these scrub med students over here, they got a better answer than that. Now look at them. They're just clean slate.
They're afraid I'm going to give a bad review.
It's like staring into a TV. They got, where you cut the cable on a TV?
Yeah.
That's what these guys look like. Just it's just static. No, it's nothing there. They're not going to make it, Drew, these kids.
They're almost there.
Almost, and it's going to be such a shame when they don't make it.
It's about stability, right? The knee is unstable, and if it's lax, and you're not using them all the muscles that you would normally use when you're, say, in a football game, you're just sort of hanging loose a little bit. You make movements, and it's lax, and the movement pinches parts of the joint. And there you go.
You guys hear that? Yeah. See? They learned something. All right. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 23?
I am. Okay.
What's up? Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm kind of embarrassed about even calling in, but I don't really have any insurance to go to the doctor, so I just kind of want like a basic general answer. A long time ago I had anal sex, and I had a little bit of discomfort for a good 2 weeks.
That's why I blew my knee out, by the way.
Yeah.
With anal sex.
Didn't like it. Whatever. Never did it again. Well,
11 years of gay porn, pow, one time, just me and a partner. Well, blow it right out.
So now I'm 23, and I'm having a lot of discomfort in that area again, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's
hemorrhoids. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get back to this after the break.
She's calling from Georgia too, where I believe it's a hanging crime there.
I'm from Michigan, so don't blame that.
Yeah, but you're in Georgia, where the
you're calling from Georgia, right?
I'm calling from Georgia, but I am not a southerner.
No, but he's just saying the laws.
The world's stupidest callers. She's calling from Georgia too. I'm from Michigan. All right.
We'll be back.
All right. Screw all you. Then my belly feels better.
It's coming back, though. I can tell you're slowing down.
You quiet
irritable.
Down for
That's
us.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Michelle Branch in studio tonight. We'll talk a little about the Bud Love when we come back.
I sues on views, I cues on views on Cusack. I cues my kizzer. My kizzer IZ.
Yep.
It's all kizzer.
That's right.
It's always like my kizzer.
It certainly
it's
is.
It's always like my zoom.
Yeah.
My Z.
Yeah.
My zoom zoom
Z. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want to be.
A zoom zoom Z?
I want to be your backup guy, but the white version. Instead of the black guys like behind Jesse Jackson when he delivers a speech and he's back there and they're going like, yes, sir!
You know,
like,
I'll just, in the hizzy.
I'll just be the white guy who goes, yes, I agree. He certainly is. Oh, yes. He is he is the zoom zoom Z. Absolutely. Michelle Branch is here tonight. Going to hear something else off Hotel Paper. Name of the new CD, and we'll hear a song in this this break some point, or this this segment. It's called this segment. It's not a break, right?
Right.
Breaks of time in between the segments.
I believe that's right.
All right,
we're radio pros.
That's right.
Yeah,
I got a new lease on life now that my innards are back out of my sack. No,
it's coming back. I can see you graying. Listen, by the end of this segment, you're going to be irritable and slow and pissed.
Woo, I picked a good night to come in.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of every segment.
And I got a cold, too. And let me ask this. I bet a lot of people listening will know the answer to this.
All right.
How is it you can be sort of on the brink of a cold, which I've been on for about 4 days? Or do you just have a very minor cold? You know, it's bad in the morning. You wake up in the morning, you got a little scratchy
Seems
throat.
Like allergies.
You got a little stuffy throat, a stuffy nose, a little something. It sort of dissipates
Usually
a little.
Usually that is allergies.
Is that allergies?
Usually that is, yeah. But
I don't think it is with me, though.
You could be. There's some theories that when your adrenaline levels are up, if you're very active or manic-y, that sort of thing, that could be protective.
Uh-huh.
Against colds, or can keep them from moving on into a more pronounced stage.
Okay, so
or maybe your body's fighting it off for some reason.
Is that
literally, or maybe it is a lesser virus, weaker virus, a virus your body's seen before? There's all kinds of variables in this.
Yeah, I think my body's seen this one.
Maybe
it's like I know you. You're that virus. I effed you in high school, didn't I? Yeah, you smelled. That's right. I'm going to kick your ass this time, but not too much of an ass kicking. You still could kick Adam's ass a little between like 8 in the morning and 10:15.
Yeah.
Then it rears its head a little later in the evening, too.
May get set up and get going.
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Got that to look forward to. All right, Michelle, you're feeling okay? Your knees good?
My knees. You know what? I notice it when it sounds. I hate this because I always thought that it was an old wives' tale, but. When it's cold outside, it hurts so bad.
It's not a wives' tale. It makes a difference, right?
I didn't think it was true. I didn't think I would ever have the opportunity to figure it out myself. But
did you get knee surgery?
No, didn't.
Did they want you to get that arthroscopic surgery?
I don't know. I'm gonna investigate it.
Yeah, I got it. It's no big deal.
Really?
Your knee?
Yeah, got arthroscopic surgery.
Oh, I did know that. That's right. That's when the guy hit you with the baseball bat.
It scares me.
Later.
Yeah, a little later on that day, I got attacked with a baseball bat in a bottle.
That's nice.
Broken on me. It was nice.
North Hollywood. It's a great place.
Great fellas over there. Oh. I'll tell that story real fast.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I got the I'm telling you, arthroscopic surgery works great. Because I got it, and it was the next day I got into
So I told you he's going to slow and get irritable. Here it comes.
Okay, here's what goes on. Now, I'm probably 20, maybe 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 21. And I'm going to, like, a makeout party. It's like five chicks, me and four of my friends, and somebody's parents are out of town, and we're going up there, and everyone's going to score. That's the plan, at least. So, of course, now fast forward to 1:30 in the morning, and all the guys are out scoring with their chicks, and I'm in the living room with the one psycho broad in there watching, like, ESPN 5. And the chick's scary and mean and ugly and nasty. I want nothing to do with her. And I can't leave because all my friends are there. But at a certain point, she's such a pain in the ass, I decide I'm going to leave. So I start walking out the front door and heading down the stairs to, you know, take my ass back to my crappy apartment. And there's a whole bunch of these guys start coming up the stairs. It's quasi-hoodlum guys, sort of like gangbanger guys, but not that bad. But semi-scary guys. Anyways, as I'm making my way through the guys, the girl says, this guy punched me. And she's pointing at me. And this is what you do when you're crazy broad. And I guess she wanted me to make some move on her. And so, you know, she had to be in bad shape emotionally, physically.
And spiritually.
And I just picked up and said, I'm leaving. So and so the guy said to me, what are you doing punching the girl? I didn't do anything to the girl. He hit me. And he's like, what kind of pussy? It's a girl. And, you know, the guy starts shoving me. So I said, look, I don't want any trouble. And I said,
you're
look,
crutches, eventually, did you?
No, I wasn't on crutches. Yeah. I said, but I just had arthroscopic surgery in my knee. And, you know, so I got stitches. I still have stitches in my knee, so I can't be getting in any trouble. And then the guy said, I'm going to break your other knee, which I should have listened to, because later on his friend hit me with a bat in the other knee. But anyway, I said, all right. I said, those are fighting words. And then I made this mistake, which I said, all right, just me and you, though. Just me and the guy who's going to break my knee, right? Just me and you. And you friends, you other guys, you stay out of this. We'll just head out in the street, and we'll get in a fight. So we head out in the street, and we got in a fight, and I was doing good. I was beating him up for the most part. And then I punched him, and he, like, went back into his friends, and then he was done. And then I started the verbal taunting. This is another mistake I made. I start calling him a pussy.
You left that part of the story out last time you told it.
Well, okay. I was like, hey, come on, pussy. Well, I'm feeling good now. I'm just getting started. You're pussing out. And he's all effed up. And so I'm yelling at this guy. And as I'm in the midst of yelling, I'm calling him a puss and everything because he was all mouth upstairs. Here's what I don't like. When a guy finds out you don't want to fight, all of a sudden, you're a pussy, and he's the toughest guy in the world. Like, as soon as you tell him, look, I don't want any trouble, now all of a sudden, that's it, and I don't like that. So anyway, I'm yelling at him, come on, pussy, you finish what you started. Get over here. What, are you scared? And next thing you know, a bottle breaks on me. It broke right on me. It was thrown. It wasn't swung, just thrown. It exploded right on my shoulder. No problem, though. Didn't do anything. See, this is why you got to get drunk, Drew. Nothing bad happens when you're drunk. Bottle blows up. If I was sober, I'd be deaf in the left ear and be paralyzed on my left side of the face. But no, hits me in the shoulder, pops a beer bottle, nothing. He didn't have a red mark on my shoulder. I didn't even know that happens. Then next, you know, boom, full baseball bat, right in the knee. But in the good knee and behind it.
Yeah.
So all I did was, like, curtsy.
Oh, wow.
It didn't even knock me down. But the guy took a full swing, and then I started yelling at the guys who hit me at the bat and stuff, and then they all piled on me, which was huge. And that's where I got my lips split open and stuff. And then it kept going. But then, anyway, I was fine. I made home. I was fine. But just to finish the story off, the big, fat Mexican guy who I was calling a pussy and squared off with later on moved into my apartment building. And I was standing, this is about 5 years later, and he was saying, you look familiar.
I know you from somewhere.
Yep, that's what he was saying. And I was saying, what'd you do? Did you play any Pop Warner football or Little League baseball around here? No.
When did you figure it out?
He told me.
Right then?
Yeah. No, it took him a minute. And then he figured it out. And he was big and scary. But I gave him a good ass kicking last time, so he was like he wasn't sure what to do. He was like, well, this guy looks like a puss, but he did kick my ass. So he just let it go, yeah. And the guy hit me with the bat. We found him, too.
Well, Ray dragged him to the bathroom.
My buddy Ray found him, yeah.
But, you know, they thought that you were hitting a girl.
That's the moral of the story. That's the moral of the story. What's the moral of the story?
Stay away from crazy women.
Yes, stay away from the crazy women. And number two, you get that arthroscopic surgery, you could square off with a whole gang out in the street. You'd be fine. My knee was fine.
Sign me up.
Yeah, it's good times.
All right, we're back with Ashley.
Oh, where are we?
Ashley and the butt pain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of pain. Yeah, Ashley.
I really appreciate that.
So how long ago was this you had the first encounter, as it were, or last encounter?
I was like 14 or 15.
14?
Yeah. It was a long... I mean, we were together for for a long time. Well, 13, and we stayed together till I was 22.
How old was the guy?
Just 2 years.
Stepdad.
Oh, stepdad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you were starting to have anal sex with him when you were 13?
We were crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, we just got bored. You know, we lived in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's growing up in a house with no cable.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't.
So you don't get cable, you start getting, you get cornholed.
Right.
Loose. No, that's, I'm telling you, if they would start using that as a marketing campaign,
do you want
this having your daughter? All right, get her the cable. No, this is boredom. This is boredom.
But that's translucent.
Absolutely boredom.
White trash.
Yeah, this is albino, translucent. This is clear white trash.
Mm. Creepy, everything. But we never did it again, so that's fine.
All right.
None of us, neither.
But it hurt you back then.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was obviously young and small.
You said you never did it again. Then
none
you said
of us.
None of us.
No, neither him or I. We never tried that again.
You were doing it to him?
No.
Okay.
He never attempted.
Just a strange way to respond.
None of us.
Yeah.
Me and the cousins.
Yeah. He got me in the ass when I was 13, but we never did it again. None of us. Yeah. What the hell does that mean? That crazy rhythm. All right. So you've been limping for like 10 years.
No. I mean, that was fine. It passed after, like, you know, like I said, like 2 weeks. It wasn't uncomfortable anymore. Got over it. Okay. So now I'm 23, going about my business. You know, nothing.
And the pain's back. The pain's back, right?
Yeah, and I'm afraid, and the blood, too. And I'm,
oh, you're bleeding.
Yeah, and I'm terrified.
Fantastic.
That I have, like, you know. But is there any such thing as, like, tearing? You know, like, when women have babies, they're mm-hmm. around their vagina, it tears. Is there anything like that in that area, please?
Of course there is.
I mean, I don't want this to be hemorrhoids. I'm too young, and that's...
Well, you also can cause hemorrhoids. Oh, you also can tear and cause fissure. You'd rather have the hemorrhoid. You don't want fissures and tears and fistulas and things like that. But there's no way. There's all kinds of things this could be. It could be abscesses.
Please, Lord, let my anus be torn.
Yeah.
Please, don't let it be something that can be cured with an over-the-counter medication. Please,
disgusting.
Dear God, let it be torn. Let it be ripped open like a bag of chips.
And anytime there's
rectal bleeding
needs to have an inspection. Somebody needs to look with a scope and make sure it's not a tumor and abs. You know, got all kinds of things can be caused.
All right, but can we say that? Is it safe to say that 10 years after she didn't have cable, as we call it now, and in this bleeding now, can it be connected?
It could be.
You say it could be some scar tissue, or something.
Right? She could have been really hurt.
But it's not that.
It's probably just some hemorrhoid. But you're having no other bowel changes or abdominal pain or anything like that. No diarrhea, anything.
No, nothing.
All right, but Drew,
get hot baths, get some Anusol cream, and you need to have this thing evaluated.
All right, but here's the thing. She can just have it evaluated. She doesn't get into the 13-year-old anal rape story,
right?
No,
you don't have to get into that story.
This is going.
No, and I was just repeating, you know, at one point it was like that pain.
I know. I understand.
I'm saying.
Thank you for telling us.
Go in and let him have a – let him put you up on the rack.
You said you have no health care. Go to county.
Does that count? Because I heard you talking about it last week or so, where they have a new system of looking – without that 9-foot long.
Yeah, but that's not for you.
Yeah, you're not.
You go to the county facility and see what you can get done. Now, but those reminds me, in terms of new things, emergency contraception again, over the counter.
Yeah,
over the counter.
Good times. Drew,
it's gonna happen.
Hey, you what? Did you work in a county facility for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Did they know who the anal cases were? You know what I mean? Here's what I'm saying. You're there, and the bag lady comes in. And she's got like an acorn in her ass or something, and she's going to need you to fish it out with some tongs.
Yes,
you had to take a powder at that point. I mean, like, hey, I'm going on a run. Like, who wants snoggles? Anyone wants Taco Bell? I'm going on a run.
What is more the case is the resident goes, acorn? You said acorn? Get the third-year medical student over here. That's how that works.
That's how that works. Yeah.
That's bad time.
And there were all kinds of things, mostly males putting things up there.
Yeah.
Mostly dudes.
Mostly the fellas. Just tripped and fell on stuff?
Just sat on it.
Just stuff. Do you have to fish some stuff?
Yeah.
But to me, don't you want them to learn a valuable lesson? Like, you just...
Fishing,
the
fishing was
that teaches them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're fisting basically to get stuff out. So.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get in that area?
It's
don't you got to relax them a little bit?
You know,
what do you give them? Like some piece of wood to bite on,
yeah,
or
yeah.
You got to loosen
bullet,
them up,
yeah,
right?
Bullet, yeah.
All right.
Sometimes.
All right.
What's the strangest thing that you ever came across?
All kinds of weird stuff. When I was actually on, there was a vibrator way up.
Really?
Way.
Ooh. That's why you got
to
put.
See what you guys have to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why
surgical
use,
rotation.
I always use the ankle leash with that, just like I do when I surf, because there's no way if that I don't want that thing getting loose.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't want to hack that thing up one day.
Yeah.
And now how'd you get the vibrator out?
Manually.
And what it C size battery? You remember what size batteries? Because that's important.
Oh, but I do remember the resident fished this one out, and then he turned it on and walked around the corner. Look, takes a lick and keeps on ticking.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, still fired up.
Vibrant, yep.
Yeah, that's something. All right.
20 years ago.
Small one.
It's something you can never forget.
Let's hear Michelle Branch song, shall we?
Yeah, on that note.
Perfect segue.
It's a good timing. He wants to lie down again, I can tell.
No.
Yeah. Pops.
I'm going to die. Hotel Paper, name of the album, and this one is called Empty Handed. is that? Sitar?
I need that canned laughter. Or that clapping, I mean.
Yeah. No, it feels good.
I was thinking that we...
There you go.
We should invent something where you can just open a box and it starts and, you know...
You carry it around
with
you.
You just open it whenever you feel like, you know...
How about the Family Guy thing where he has his own music?
Yeah.
Playing? That's what I want.
Well, I got my own theme song.
Yeah, but just the music that suits your mood in the moment.
Yeah, but I got... Michelle, you want to know my...
What song is it?
Anderson, you have my music? I mean, this is the song. This is what I hear, and this is what the chicks hear, too, as I come into the bar. Yeah. Well, let me explain something. I'm bouncing. Glasses, dark glasses, but I'm looking. I'm sliding down my nose. I see people I recognize. Coat slung over the shoulder.
Members only coat.
Moving.
Members only.
Moving like the beginning of Saturday Night Fever, you know what I mean? Just leg and
feet.
Stride,
yeah.
Stride, and just stride. Confident.
Now,
stride.
Michelle, if you were in that restaurant looking at him, here's what you might see.
No.
That's what the girls see. That's what they see. That's what I'm talking about. They look across the room and they see the members only jacket too.
All right. Thanks, Drew. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. We'll play a little Germany, Florida to cheer you up when you're back.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Michelle, you're going to love this game. It's sweeping the nation. It's called Germany or Florida. Uh-oh. Maybe a little theme from Michelle Branch, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, well, we'll explain it all. Yeah. After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Michelle Branch is here tonight. Been watching Michelle all month, or all season long, I should say, on Monday Night Football, because she was hooked up with a... there it goes.
Again, I really have a reaction to that.
It's great. Yeah. No, you know why? Because you grew up with it, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a clip of that to carry around with me wherever I go.
You do
that? Yeah, that's part of the songs you want playing when you enter a room and
track.
Stuff. Yeah.
Have
especially
your
when I'm around guys. You know,
Oh, they'll be so impressed.
You know what used to be great is when Cosell used to do it, and he'd go, Sir Francis of Tarkington! Sir Francis of Tarkington. I love that one.
Just talking to Muhammad Ali last week about Sir Francis.
He was always great. Yeah, there was a quarterback for the Vikings named Fran Tarkington, and he would call him Sir Francis of Tarkington.
Yeah.
And
Page was the defensive end of that team.
He would do the halftime highlights, and he's probably always half drunk when he was doing it too, and he'd get all excited, and he'd just go crazy. Like he'd go, but. On the ensuing kickoff, the ball goes to this man, the speed burner out of Mississippi State. And he'd do this, and he goes, they said he was too slow to play in this league. Don't tell him that. Cuts left, now picks up a block. He's going in for a touchdown. And then he'd go, no, nullified. Holding call. Pack goes on and win it. I would go nuts when he did that.
All week you'd wait just for that one, the halftime show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the great thing about the television museum now is that they don't keep any of those records, any of those shows.
You know, it was the... I don't know if they have that or not, but a few years ago when we were in New York, I went into the Radio and Television Museum because we were broadcasting out of there, at least Kevin and Bean, the mothership morning show was, and I had a little time to kill, and I said, oh, man, great, finally, show me Howard Cosell, Monday Night Football.
Don Meredith.
And they're like, no, we don't have that. And I'm like, what? They had the ones with OJ. They had the ones from, like, the early 80s. Yeah. And I'm like, Monday Night Football, Howard Cosell? You guys call yourself the museum? No, we don't.
Yeah. It was...
I was like when they were a little surprised.
Alex Karras, right? Don Meredith, Frank Gifford, and Howard Cosell.
Yeah, and they all clearly hated each other, which was another
exciting
Meredith. Part.
Meredith was really he was loaded, and he was pissed.
Everybody hated each other.
Hey,
yeah,
you guys are killing me because I got a lot of Cosell drops, but they're in my car, and I usually have them in here, but it just happened to be in my car right now.
Go get them. We're just gonna be talking for a few minutes.
I gotta park like 8 blocks away from here. There's no way I can go get it.
What? I haven't heard it. You never heard of Cosell drop?
I know because I haven't put them in yet. Try and remember later in the week. I'll play them
tomorrow night. You remember to get.
I'll play this out of nowhere.
Sir Francis of Tarkington. Sir Francis. Who else? Ahmad Rashad. That was the other one he liked. Yeah. Ahmad Rashad. Yeah. Little Sammy White. Yeah, remember him?
You like that team, that Viking team.
Yeah, the Vikings were always on the on the Monday Night Football. Roger Staubach. Yeah, they do some Dallas Cowboys. It's always great. All right.
Florida or Germany?
Germany or Florida.
I beg your
pardon.
That's
the name of the show. Now, Michelle, we know you're a singer. And we're always looking for a theme for our game show called Germany or Florida. Now, we've had other professionals in the past sing it with...
Well, here's an example.
Yeah, mixed degrees of success. Anderson, have anything?
No, let's go with the not heard thing. Just, you know, say Germany or Florida.
Yeah, we tried that with Tori Amos. It didn't...
It was good. I liked hers.
All right. You may be right. Here's what we'd like you to do, Michelle, if you can. If your knee's feeling up to it.
My knee's feeling up to it.
Sing a jingle.
Germany or Florida. It's a game. It's sweeping the nation, by the way. It's when people call us and tell us wildly effed up stories, and we decide, did it come from Germany or Florida? Yeah, so however that
where
moves
all evil
you,
emanates. From where all evil and bizarre and macabre.
Right. However that moves you, whatever that makes you feel, if you could just... Let that come out in song form. Yeah.
Just a jingle. Like.
But I have that lingering cold thing.
Perfect.
It's perfect. You're fine.
Let me think. All right. So just go.
Yeah, Germany or Florida, but let it move you.
Just like the theme song. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Germany or Florida. That sounds like a robot.
I like that.
Why am I allowed to do this?
That was a four.
Okay.
You got a seven in you.
That
you
was
seven.
Maybe I should.
That was
play
lousy.
Yeah,
okay, Adam, please play some examples.
Give her a couple examples.
Germany or Florida?
Yeah, that's a little
that's
ebony
Tory.
And ivory, though, and then.
Germany or Florida?
Pink.
That's pink. Yeah. She was drunk.
Germany or Florida.
That's yours truly.
Drunk, yeah.
Germany or Florida.
That's what's her name. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Oh, this is David Alan Greer.
Germany or Florida. It's Germany or Florida.
I like that one.
We do too.
Yeah. But now you got to come up with your own.
Shade.
That's all we're saying.
I was meaning for it to be kind of more like a... operatic, very serious German thing.
You know what? You should just let it move you. You know, if you go in all preconceived and pent up and half-cocked, it's not going to work. Just think about what those words, Germany or Florida, mean to you, and then just let your spirit run free.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
Germany or Florida?
Yeah, that was
seven.
No, that was a
six. And a half.
Six. And we got one more.
Have a bad night. All
you're
right.
Good, you're doing great. It's one more. We're there. Here we go.
Germany or Florida?
Yeah, I like that.
All right, that's a keeper.
I decided to rip myself off.
You may have just toppled Dag.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit those were damn lousy.
Yeah, they sucked.
They did.
And
please don't try to be nice by telling me they're decent.
No, yours were good. No, I mean, theirs sucked.
Oh, no, I thought mine were terrible.
No, they weren't great, but they weren't terrible. They were solid.
I don't like being put on the spot with
stuff
like that.
Hey,
it's tough.
It's
really tough.
But let me explain. That's part
and
of
then,
the business.
I'll wake up tonight in the middle of the night, and I'll go,
why did
I have the Germany and Florida theme song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to mail it to you, call you guys up.
That's what happened to Pink. She rolled over and told me. I knew this. Okay. Joey?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Germany or Florida?
Okay. Police who arrested a deaf suspect in a drugs raid found he had hidden wraps of heroin in his ears. The 33-year-old man was arrested after an anonymous tip-off that he was selling drugs. The police spokesman said he seemed nervous when he was being questioned, so the officers decided to bring him in for questioning. But by the time they reached the police station, he had become deaf. The police doctor examined him and found wraps of heroin were obstructing his hearing.
Wraps?
Wraps of heroin.
Little like pellets, yeah.
I don't know. So he made himself go deaf by shoving heroin into his ears?
Yep.
Who? Well, that's tough. This
Germany
is tough.
Or Florida? God, that's like a
The kid from Small Wonder was singing that.
I had this idea for it.
Yeah. There's the thing. Artistically, not every direction leads to a pot of gold.
No.
You have to take risks, though. You take risks. You took a risk. That's all right.
Here we go.
Sure, you played
your hand. Germany or Florida?
Oh, okay. Wow, tough.
Florida.
Florida, yeah, I think Florida. Michelle, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Germany, actually, because I don't know if anyone from Florida would actually think about putting it in.
People aren't sophisticated enough in Florida.
They're anal people, too. That'd be Keister in Florida.
That's true.
So what are we going with, Drew? Still with Florida?
I go with you. You're never wrong.
All right, I'm going. I'm on a bad roll, though. I'm going Florida.
Well, Michelle's right.
Ooh,
true.
Germany. No, Florida. You gotta get rid of that. Please.
Oh man, I've really been on a skid. I've missed two or three out of the last like five.
This is the first one you've missed without me screwing you up, though.
Yeah. So Michelle, nice. I mean, you got a gift.
What can I say?
You clearly have a gift. I mean, if you ever decide to give up singing, you could certainly just go on the Germany or Florida circuit
and probably make
a decent living.
Maybe.
Yeah, because it's going to be big. Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
You have a knack for it, for what it's worth. Allison?
Oh, my God. Wow. Is this Adam?
Is this Allison?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. We've been wanting to talk to you.
Oh, I'm sure. For real.
We have, yeah. Thanks.
Michelle, your song is Are You Happy Now? It's so good. Anderson, I love your drops.
What'd you think of her Germany or Florida?
It was nice.
Solid.
No.
Yeah. No.
Trying to be polite.
No, it was cool. Still, Adams is the best, though. I got to go with that.
Well, I'm a pro, you know.
Whatever.
What's going on there?
Anyway, I wanted to let Drew know, like, I'm a big fan of talk radio, and I was so disappointed today because I heard them all talking about the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going on about how it was an abortion pill and everything, and he's got me so fired up that I ended up calling one in, and I'm like, it'd be such a shame if y'all got this, like, wrong and started thinking that, because it would pretty much go to stop all that, and I was spouting off all the stuff about, you know, it preventing ovulation and all that stuff instead of...
Did you bring him around?
Huh? I think so. Actually, after I hung up, he went on like after the break. I guess he went and looked on this website, and he was like, that was really against it and everything. And he goes, yeah, well, the one thing that they don't say on here is that it's actually an abortion pill. And I'm like,
it's not an abortion pill. They used to hide behind the theoretic mechanism of action being that it prevents an implanted egg, a fertilized egg from implanting. And the reality is it has no higher a probability or no more likely to function that way than the birth control pill you take before you have sex. Or, for that matter, there are several anti-inflammatory agents that also can impair implantation. So my point, Alice, has always been if they're going to take issue with any product that interferes with implantation, they've got to get rid of the COX-2 inhibitors, Vioxx, Celebrex. They've got to get rid of all oral contraceptives, and that's a viable position. If they want to say, look, all oral contraceptives are bad because they might have a theoretic possibility of interfering with implantation, I cannot argue with that. But to take this product, the one that could actually eliminate abortion, and pick on that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. It's a small percentage of its mechanism of action. Sperm sits in the fallopian tubes for 3 days waiting for an egg, and if you can prevent that egg from being dropped, you don't get pregnant, and that's how this pill works.
Yeah. Well, also, and thanks for calling. Look, these posts
thanks for defending
they're not any fans of human life. First off, most of these guys don't like blacks. You know what I mean? These are racists. I mean, these are Bible-thumping white people who don't even really like other races. Secondly, they're all obviously capital punishment fans. But listen, I'm a capital punishment fan myself, but come on, which is it? How sacred can life be? And I know the argument, and I know one person's innocent. But
there is no way that even the most staunch abortion activist should not be behind this product. It has the highest probability of taking that abortion rate down.
Let me explain why they're not behind it. Activists. There you got. Now, here's the problem with activists. All the ones on the far left, the PETAs, these are a bunch of pussy retards. And the ones on the far right, the ones the pro-lifers, pussy retards.
Well, you said something the other night.
The mental defects.
People shouldn't
have nothing to do with what they're
active
about.
You said people shouldn't have too much energy about anything.
No, of course. You shouldn't care that much about any one thing. And any time you do care that much about any one thing, like you start crying thinking about kittens, then something's wrong with you. You got an emotional problem. So here's the thing. Don't look for ways to get rid of their being activists. They don't like that. You're threatening, you're effing with their ass.
Their defense.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They chain themselves to trees. They throw a red dye on people that are wearing suede. They shoot abortion. You know, they go hold hands out front of abortion clinics. You're screwing with their way of life. It's like their football team's leaving town.
So you got to give them something to feel activist about. So what do you do?
Here's what all they do. They just sort of ignore the truth and move on to whatever it is. That's it. Here, you guys are worried about abortion. Oh, here's a pill that'll substantially cut in. But not interested. We're interested. We're having a rally. You mind? Yeah, but we got this pill that's gonna see if you guys can break it up. Put your signs back. Go back to work. No. We got a meeting. We got a rally. I got a newsletter. I got to do some IMing. I got to get on the internet and write a bunch of weird stuff. We're tracking a bunch of abortion doctors right now. We're giving out their home address. You understand? They're effed up. They're effed up people. This is what they do. It's not the cause. It's the journey. You see? And that's why you can never hang around with any of these a-holes. And the thing is they never admit they're just a-holes. And we never treat them like they're a-holes. We just sit there and respect them. Uh-huh. Well, listen, okay, you're a very religious man. I respect your feelings. No, you're a retard. You a-holes who go up to the mountain and wait for the rapture. You polygamist with your 52 kids and your 28 wives, and they're all sisters, and you're getting a government subsidy. So you're criminal, a-hole, retard. You sort of cross. You're amalgamation of nuts and retarded and criminal and all that. And people should have no respect for these people. And it's the same with all the religious clergy, all these Hasidic Jews and these Arabs and the beards down to their goddamn waist, wearing their crazy hats and the payoffs. You're retards! Get the hell out of here! What are we listening to you for? Oh, we have to respect. Oh, no.
All cultures are
no, no, beautiful. It's all beautiful. It's all beautiful. No. Yeah, no bombing during Ramadan. No. It's beautiful. They're all beautiful. No, we have to respect. They have their beliefs. They have a bunch of retarded beliefs. Please, let's just move forward. Let's just move forward with sane people. Yes, Michelle.
I like what you said, though, about too much energy or enthusiasm about anything.
Yes.
It turns out to be
like
just
Monday
bad
Night Football.
News.
And you know, as a society, we respect it. We see a guy who's given his life to the church, and we go, this is a man of strong convictions. This is a guy who couldn't get laid in high school, and his kid brother put his pinky up his ass when he's 14, and it felt good, and he freaked out. Now he's a man of the cloth. We got to respect it. These guys, it's like these guys, any guys into NASCAR. Oh, I got the NASCAR jacket, I got the this, I got the that, I go to every race, I got every cup, I got everything, I got Dale Earnhardt Jr. tattooed on my ass. You're a retard! We don't respect you, you're an idiot! All of you with your crazy list. Little sprinkling of religion, fine. A sense of spirituality, fine. But don't start wearing the crappy garb out everywhere with your stupid big crucifixes swinging around your neck and your crazy Jew hats and your payos hanging around everywhere and you're stupid with your goddamn your tunics and your clothes and your chicks and put the hat on and put the veil on.
And the French today eliminated that in schools.
Yeah, good. Who are you retards kidding with all this nonsense?
Images of external manifestation of their religion.
Good. Pack it in, you tards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharon
yeah.
decided.
Please. It's a society. Let's just start turning on these people. You know what happens, by the way? What happens when you just turn your back and go, oh, no. We'll just let Israel and the Arabs, let them just solve their differences.
This
really?
Bad.
Yeah. 10,000 years later, the tards are still blowing each other up. Idiots. Idiots. Just get everyone go blow yourself up, you idiots. Have fun. Yeah, see ya. See ya. Go up with the virgins. That'll be funny. Have a good time up there, you idiots. Meanwhile, I'm going to drive one of my 5 cars home to my big house and beat off with some DVD porn, you idiots. All right, Michelle Branch here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Michelle. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Michelle Branch in our studio tonight. Never met her before, but I find her to be delightful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She's also, by the way, on the cover of this month's Maxim magazine. She'd be the one who's has two tats and a half an ass showing. And that's a quarter boob. Quarter or one boob, which is really eighth boob. You know what I mean, if you do the boob math.
We're all doing it.
Have you done it?
Yeah, it's done.
All right. It's good. It's very sexy. Very nice spread.
Thank
all right,
you.
Where are we, Drew? Are we up here?
Yep.
Amy? Yeah. Well, Amy?
Hello.
26?
Yeah.
What's up there, baby doll?
I had a question about your book, mostly, Dr. Drew. I was wondering if it just covered, like, chemical dependency or if it had, like, a wide range of subjects that it covered and if it possibly would help me.
What's your problem?
I guess I've just realized within the last year and a half or so that I have a problem, like, when I have trouble with anything, I kind of just push it all down instead of dealing with it. And so I've been kind of trying to deal with these things recently.
It's mostly for people with insomnia. Is that true?
My book.
Yeah, if you have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. The book is called Cracked, we're talking about here. And then I wrote the book as an exploration of boundaries, really. And it's a giant metaphor for the experience of being a caretaker and being codependent and what people with histories of trauma and abuse become as patients and what they do to people that are trying to help them. Now, through these stories, my hope is that you'll learn about being a trauma survivor and what that does to your personality structure and your relationships.
Yeah.
And I try to weave that throughout the book. Adam would understand that if he'd read the goddamn thing. But,
well, there's no pictures.
Yeah.
Let that be known right now. Nothing pops up. There's nothing.
So my hope would be that you would learn what is sort of being I'm trying to tell through these stories. But I'm interesting. I found that the American reader doesn't get that very easily. They need like have a self-help format to really get
it. The American reader's not going to get this. You got to get this book into Mexico. Yeah. Those people can appreciate your work. It's going to be translated.
Get to England.
Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, you got a problem with the Latino brothers?
No.
Huh? Really? Interesting. Sound like you did. Amy?
Uh-huh.
No, they're doers over there. They're not readers. No. Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, first off, here's the thing. Everyone wants to read one book and then be cured or do one thing and be cured.
It doesn't work like that, right?
It's accumulation of things. It never hurts to read something.
All therapies have an interpersonal component to them. So there's no book on Earth that's really going to change your brain function.
Yeah.
You have to do something with another human being to change.
Well, I don't expect it like to heal me or anything, but just to kind of...
All right, well, look, what is it, $16?
Yeah.
Let's just go out and buy it, would you?
Thank you, yeah.
Buy and read it.
People stop buying it, by the way. We've drifted on the Amazon scale.
Oh, Drew's heartbroken. Look, go out and get that Cracked book. I hear it's delightful.
Hmm.
I hear it's good. I don't want to read it, Drew, because I don't want to get freaked out. Because I hear it's weird. Like, you know, you're talking about, like, flogging nurses with your penis and stuff.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Well, that's what I hear.
Michelle, relax.
I don't want to read it. You know what I mean?
Don't worry, you won't. It's good. You don't have to not want to. You ain't going to.
Michelle, is your dad going to read this Maxim interview?
I don't know.
Is it stuff like where you go, like, I like
online,
a guy?
He probably has read it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, Adam, we're too close, is what he's saying. Adam and I. And so he doesn't want to read anything I've written. Let's take the next call.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's always weird. Yeah. I find it intrusive.
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. You're 25. You have wet dreams?
Yeah. I every so often, like, I don't like jerking off all the time.
Yeah, well, we got nothing else to talk about.
You hate him.
He makes me sick. Where's he living? Anchorage?
Alaska.
Yeah, he's lucky he's out in Alaska, because he was in the L.A. area.
You'd go after him.
Give him a good ass kick, and oh, I'll come after him tonight. Strangle
well,
him with
that's
my
why he's having
thrust.
The wet. If you wondered why he's having the wet dreams, that's why he's having the wet dreams, because he's not. If what he doesn't do for himself, God will do for him during the night.
In Anchorage, though, it's more like a...
you're closer to...
Heaven? It's a jizzicle or something. It's like it comes out and you have to snap it off your penis and just throw it out. It comes out like a stalactite.
Oh,
you wake up welded to the bed. It's like you licked a flagpole in the middle of winter. You know what I mean? That's got to be rough in Alaska. It's a frozen pond on your bed. Yeah?
It's like that scene from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Which one?
Where his tongue gets stuck in the pole.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, I thought it was the ghost of...
Or no. Is that...
Dreams of Past.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Scrooge one.
Yeah, okay.
There's about 50... You know, I find that people get mixed up with those Christmas story, Christmas tale, winter... Jeff, that thought? All right. Ready to take a break, Drew?
Yes, we do.
It's time to take a break. Michelle Branch here tonight. We'll say bye to her. We'll wrap up and wrap down after this. Hey, everybody.
I was wrong. Adam, as opposed to sinking and getting worse and reincarcerating, is felt elated and relieved by having had his hernia reduced.
I'm gonna start singing.
You're breaking a song.
Yes, I feel
hernia
alive,
the
Drew. You know, I'm forever indebted to you.
Hernia the Musical. I love that.
All right. Well, that's the show. Michelle, God bless you.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
You're a delight. You come back anytime you like.
You'll be sorry you said that. Thank you, though.
No. Well, not. Hotel Paper, name of the CD. Go out and get that. Also, go out and get this month's Maxim magazine on newsstands as we speak. Michelle Grace is the cover. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Germany or Florida.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.